In this lesson, we're addressing your limiting beliefs. They're those sneaky little things that live in your subconscious mind that hold you back, or they keep you stuck in your old ways, or sometimes even cause you to self-sabotage. And remember, this masterclass is one that you can come back to every time you're making a big change or embarking on something new in your life. So you can do this challenge generally, if you've never done it before, and you can also focus on something specific. So, for example, if you're going for a promotion, really dig deep into the ways that your mind is convincing you that you're not deserving or qualified. When you break through these, you're going to show up for the competition a lot differently than if you didn't fully believe in yourself. I'll share some examples of how I did this generally when I first started. A few years ago, I took a course that had a similar exercise. I was asked to write down any mindset block that I could think of, but then go one step further and carry around a notebook for at least a day, maybe a few. And then whenever a new one came up, I had to write it down. That was where the magic happened, because on my first draft, the first thoughts of things that held me back were the usual suspects, like, I don't know if I can create something successful, or what if I'm not built for success? No one in my family had really created anything really big and life-changing, so those limiting beliefs I already knew about. But when I committed to noticing thoughts throughout my day, some surprising ones came up. Maybe they were just a little bit deeper than those surface-level ones. A big one was that I thought maybe I was too ADD to follow through, like my dad. I knew my dad was always jumping from one project to another and didn't exactly follow through on a lot of them. And then he passed away with a bunch of unfulfilled dreams. What if that happened to me too? Another big one was realizing how much I believed internally that the man in the family was the one who brought home the money. This was what was modeled in my family for a couple of generations, and that's totally fine. It worked for them. That was their plan. But I had a different plan for myself, and that specific belief was seriously limiting to my dreams. The most recent time that I revisited this exercise was, well, right before I expanded Mind Love's membership, but also as I'm revamping my personal brand, which is one of my goals this year. I had some limiting beliefs about being too salesy or about branding being inauthentic, which is ironic because my conscious mind doesn't believe either of those things, and I've helped other people do it for years. So I honestly had no idea that this was affecting the way I put myself out into the world. I also recently worked with a coach on clearing beliefs and found some hidden ones from childhood that were still anchoring me down. And right now, you're seeing the results of clearing those beliefs. A new membership, a new podcast growth course, a new Mind Love shop, and I'm just getting started. So write down what you come up with now, and I highly encourage you to take it one step further and make this a casual activity throughout the next day or so. You can take notes on your phone or bonus points for handwriting it in a notebook, because there are studies on the power of writing with your hand that I won't get into here, but try it out. And finally, let's talk about how you identify a limiting belief. Set an intention to notice anything that comes up in your beliefs about what you're capable of or what you always tend to do. Like, I always trip over my words, or I always give up before I finish a project. Next, look out for anything that has to do with what's possible in this world. Like, there's no way I can influence masses of people to develop a self-care routine. Or, I can't develop a rocket that can take people to Mars. Seriously, can you imagine if Elon Musk had such limiting beliefs? I know he's kind of a controversial figure these days, so hopefully that didn't trigger anything. But really, though, think about some of the greatest inventions in the world. Somebody had that idea before they fully knew it was possible. So you want to keep that in mind, because there's a lot of evidence that that may be how the universe works. It just takes enough belief in something that there will be a path to make it happen. And finally, start asking yourself in everything you do, if you're choosing something or acting based on love, whether for yourself or other people, or based on fear. That's one of my guiding lights in all of my decisions. Now share what you came up with in the comments below. Your personal discoveries help other people. Your light is contagious. And the more we get vulnerable and share, the more we give others permission to do the same. Also, when you get together and you share, it's not just adding the ideas of two people together. It's exponentially multiplying them. This is the power of a mastermind or collective consciousness. So good luck. Can't wait to see what you come up with.